As the sun sets sooner, one is always drawn to a slurpy ramen bowl for late evening snacking, or even a post-midnight kitchen raid. If you love ramen and want to recreate that comforting bowl at home, Soy Wasabi's just launched DIY ramen kit might be just the thing for you. We recently tried one, and it turned out to be a fun culinary experiment. And first up, we ordered single bowls of spicy miso ramen, 325 rupees, which had mushroom, hot chili oil, noodles, nori sheets, and the chicken shoyu ramen, R400, which included sesame, soy, noodles, burnt garlic, nori sheets, half-boiled eggs and chicken. Both came with umami broths. We were hoping it would be something we could assemble. Unfortunately, it came pre-assembled and m-dash, we only had to pour in the broth. It was not what we expected, so we called for a kit to assemble the next day. The drawback is that you must order at least 4 portions because it only makes logistical sense for the brand, chicken shoyu ramen and the Korean ramen bowl kit, R425, contained proportioned ingredients, packed separately, including fresh ramen noodles, a flavorful broth, dried toppings like nori, spring onions, and sesame, wet ingredients like chili and sesame oil, and protein, chicken and soft-boiled egg. There were no assembly instructions because the chefs in the kitchen prefer that you assemble everything as you know best. The process feels approachable, even for someone who's not a pro. While the broth was packed in a tetra, we reheated it because we like our ramen piping hot. We had our quick fix dinner in about 5 minutes, ideal for a weeknight meal. The broth was surprisingly rich and authentic, capturing the deep umami flavor essential in a good ramen. The noodles were fresh, and had a nice springy texture, far superior to instant ramen packs. The toppings, although minimal, were good enough to give the dish that restaurant quality finish. Our extras and m-dash, sesame and chili oil and m-dash, helped elevate the final flavors in the bowl. Post our tasting, we chatted with Chef Shreyas Kadam of the Cloud Kitchen. He shared about ramen being a personal culinary pick where everyone has a different taste profile. DIY kits let you enjoy creativity without the hassle of sourcing specialty ingredients. Some prefer more broth or more noodles while others don't enjoy sesame, and while each ingredient boosts the dish when you assemble it your way, it hits differently, unlike a regular ramen delivery, where noodles can sometimes arrive soggy and the broth lukewarm. The DIY kit ensures everything is perfectly assembled. At over R1,700 for 4 portions, it's not the cheapest option, especially if you plan on dining solo, but it's worth the experience and m-dash of making your own ramen, especially if you have friends and family over. The kit gives your restaurant style quality without leaving your home, which makes it a win in our book, and log on to Swiggy or Zomato.